Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
The right to say no. Rural Women's Assembly fights against patriarchal culture and to maintain the integrity of African peasants and lands. We are the guardians of land, seeds, life and love is the slogan of the Rural Women's Assembly of Southern Africa, a movement of rural women founded in 2009 with a membership of over 100,000 women, mainly farmers from South Africa, Mozambique, Malawi, Lesotho, Namibia, Swaziland, Mauritius, Zambia and Zimbabwe. The focus is on the defense of the commons and against encroachment of land and resource grabbing. For the Rural Women's Assembly, alternatives such as food and seed sovereignty are at the center of our struggles and campaigns, said Mercia Andrews, regional convener for the Assembly. Andrews is a feminist activist deeply involved in the movement for land and agrarian transformation in South Africa. Real World Radio interviewed her for the Nyalani newsletter, asking her about how social movements are fighting for food sovereignty and facing the rise of conservative and fascist sectors. As a Rural Women's Assembly, we are building a feminist methodology that attempts to challenge patriarchy, she said. Currently, Andrews is the director of the Trust for Community Outreach and Education, a land rights rural development NGO based in South Africa. Their focus is on movement building and agrarian transformation. In Southern Africa, contrary to what is currently happening in Latin America or Asia, there isn't a rise of neo-fascist regimes or a rise of the extreme right-wing parties or right-wing governments, she stressed.
In Southern Africa, unlike in Latin America at the moment or in Asia, there isn't a rise of neo-fascist regimes, or neither is a rise of extreme right-wing parties or right-wing governments. In fact, what we have in the region are dictatorial governments that have been in power for a very long time. If you look at Zimbabwe as an example, you look at Namibia, etc. These are post-colonial states with regimes or the political parties that had brought liberation, as it were, fought colonial struggles, fought apartheid, have come to power. And in many of the states in the regions, these governments have remained in power. ZANU-PF in Zimbabwe is a good example. SWAPO in Namibia is another good example. So these are nationalist governments rather than a new force that has emerged. South Africa, Mauritius, etc. are exceptions. In these two countries, and in South Africa in particular, you have vibrant and strong social movements. We also have a labor movement that is quite radical, even though it's on its back foot at the moment. But we've had a history and a tradition of resistance and tradition of fighting, traditions of strong left. This is not the case in most of the countries in the region. What we do see, for example, now is the rise in north of Mozambique, other pockets of Southern Africa, even West Africa, is the rise of his militia groups that call themselves Al-Shabaab and so on, taking on very fundamentalist Islamic robe and pushing forward some of those ideas. This is what we see emerging in the region. Beyond that, movements are generally weak. Most of these are one-party states. Even where there are multi-party regimes, these are extremely weak.
Rural women are resisting against the patriarchal advance of these groups and the dictatorial governments, says Mercia.
So we see across the region not only repressive regimes, we see in place traditional authorities, and in some cases these traditional authorities act like warlords, controlling territory and making decisions that takes livelihoods away from people, introducing contract farming, mining, explorations, and so on and so on. So of course it's important that organizations, peasant movements, farmer movements resist this level of violation of their rights, this level at which people are being displaced. The Rural Women's Assembly in many cases join hands with farmer movements, with peasant movements, and we have joined into campaigns that says we have the right to say no. We have the right to determine the nature of the development in these areas. We have the right to say no to mining. We have the right to say no to agro-industry. We have the right to say no to the way in which forests are being cut down, oceans are being mined, etc. So this is one of the campaigns that the Rural Women's Assembly in this region have become part of. So there's more and more taking this idea of the right to say no to different villages, taking the building the capacity of women to organize themselves, to resist, and to begin to look at strategies in which they can not only have the right to say no as a political right and campaign, but also seek measures in which they can take up strategic litigation. For example, in South Africa, one of the organizations that we work with decided as part of the campaign on the right to say no to also embark on litigation. We took a mining company in the area who wanted to mine. They said no. The community organized themselves. They went to court and won the right to retain their own development path, its communal land, and to make decisions about that land in relation to how they wanted to farm, how they wanted to live. For them, the land or the traditional land, the communal land, was not simply about how people could make a living, what was available for government to exploit. Rather, it was to say, this land is our history, this land is our heritage, this is the land of our ancestors, and we are going to fight to retain the integrity of this land. We, the people, are part of this land. We are part of nature, and therefore mining in this particular area, the lumbering of trees in this area, is going to be resisted. And there's been ongoing resistance. People have resisted the way in which the government has tried to push them into making a decision that would favor the mining company. This has been a battle now for more than 7 years.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.